All right, Chiz. Also, I want to ask you about the big Yamaha LCQ race. You really screwed me on that. Everyone was angry about you and Breeze. I'm like, guys, they're in the second row. They are not gonna. They're gonna finish like fifth and sixth. They are not gonna do well. But yeah, you and Breeze really made me look like an idiot there, dominating that thing.
I mean, I honestly thought I'd be like, if I get top five, I'd be pumped. Yeah. It's hard in a short race. You don't know how it's gonna go. Yeah. Like, I could have got cleaned out in the first couple laps. So it was hard, but made it through. Everyone raced pretty good for the most part.
Yeah, I feel like it was not chaotic.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, it was aggressive for sure, but not too bad. But I don't know. People are mad. I feel like it's like 50-50 on my social media. Well, it's more on the good side, but right. It's hard, dude. It's hard for you, too. Like, yeah. At the end of the day, I know I've already told you, like, it's just cool that you're able to even do what you did.
Yeah.
The amount of money you raised in doing the race, like, failed AMA, like, it was just awesome to do it. So for me, like I told you, I'm like, I just want to do it. Like, and for those that don't know, like, I know we joke, but like, yeah, I finished good, like, and I beat guys, but like, I honestly, like, I buy my bikes, I pay my mechanic, I pay my travel. Obviously, I'm not saying that, you know, pity
you get
party
salary, but yeah,
but yeah, I'm like, I get my gear deals and stuff like that, but I spend a lot of money too to go to do what I do. Right. Yeah, I'm in a semi, but they just take my bike. It's no different than TPJ or whatever. I'm on my own, so it's like when I'm a star and you have a whole crew of people and factory parts and, you know, whatever. So for me, honestly, that is a huge, you know, chunk of my season that, you know, that I've spent that I'm recouping. So thank you for that, you know, whatever, and the opportunity to race it.
You were killing them in the whoops. Yeah. At some point, you came around the first lap in six. At that point, were you like, hey, I think I can win this thing, like after the lap one?
No, it was a few laps in. I was like, okay, trying to look where the leaders were. I'm like, I might have a chance. Yeah. But then red flag came out on the triple, and I think Moran, he was far enough ahead or whatever. Yeah. So he had jumped, and I was trying to see where he was, and I had to roll it, and I'm like, looked where he was next lap, and like, he gapped me pretty good. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm probably not going to get up to him. So I'm like, whatever, just, you know, just keep going as far as I can. And, man, I made up a lot of time in the whoops on those guys. Like, when I passed him, I saw a video, and I'm like, I didn't think I was even that far behind. I'm like, I don't know how I was passing that much. But, whoops, a few sections, I just, a little bit better, and I was able to make it out. But, yeah, no, it was good. It was fun.
Right, so. You got top money for Atlas, top Atlas rider, money for top FXR rider, money for fastest lap,
X-Brand
bonus. Dude, you're just crushing it. Yeah, this really the race, the day of the Chiz. And then what did you make of the guys buying clothespins and all that? You heard all about that?
I didn't hear about it until I was already on the gate. And I'm like, we were joking about it, like, beforehand. Yeah. But, hey, it's fun. It's a fun race. It's cool. I mean, I think that stuff, it makes for good stories. And it's exciting. It's cool.
Cool, man. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah, thank you.